Guys, can we stand up for prayer just to begin? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless us. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of all ages. Amen. Our Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. Christ Jesus, our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. All together. Let us give thanks to the beneficent and merciful God, the Father of our Lord, God and Savior Jesus Christ, for he has covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to him, had compassion on us, supported us, and brought us to this hour. Let us also ask him, the Lord our God, the Pantocrator, to guard us in all peace this holy day and all the days of our life. O Master Lord God, the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord, God and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition, concerning every condition, and in every condition, for you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to you, had compassion on us, supported us, and brought us to this hour. Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness, O philanthropic one. Grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life, in all peace and your fear, all envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of the wicked men, the rising up of enemies, hidden and manifest, take them away from us, and from your people, and from this holy place that is yours. But those things shall good and profitable, do provide for us. For it is you who have given us authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and upon all the power of the enemy. But deliver us from the evil one. By the grace, compassion, philanthropy, the only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior Jesus Christ, through whom the glory, the honor, the dominion, and adoration are due unto you, with him and the Holy Spirit, the life giver, who is of one essence with you, now and at all times, and to the ages of all ages. Amen. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercy. Blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you only have I sinned and done evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, is there truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation. My tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, for us I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. Sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, these, O God, do not despise. Do good in your good pleasure unto Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. You shall offer bulls on your altar. Alleluia. Amen. The compliant prayer of this blessed day is offered to Christ, my King and God, beseeching him to forgive my sins. From the Psalms of our teacher David the prophet and the King, may his blessings be with us all. Amen. Psalm 129. Out of the depth I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I do hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. I say more than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Alleluia. Psalm 145. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His spirit departs, he returns to his earth. In that very day his plans perish. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps the truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and widow. By the way of the wicked, he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Alleluia. Glory to our God, holy, 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 the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. May his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. All together. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Tenu stemmo cove Christus nem vecchioten ara nem iem nev maetho ebgeac i exotiem monaina. Behold, I am about to stand before the just and righteous judge, terrified and trembling because of my numerous sins. For a life wasted in worldly pleasures deserves condemnation. So repent, therefore, my soul, as long as you dwell on this earth. For the dust in the grave cannot offer any praise, and among the dead no one can remember, nor can anyone in Hades give thanks. Therefore, arise, my soul, from the slumber of your laziness, and implore the Savior in repentance, saying, O God, have mercy on me and save me. Lok sebet gi ke eyoke agyom nevmati. Were this life on earth everlasting, this world ever existing, you would have had an excuse for my soul. But now if your wicked deeds and repulsive evils were to be exposed before the righteous judge, what answer would you be giving while you're lying on the bed of sins and negligent of disciplining your body? O Christ our God, before your awesome seat of judgment I am terrified, and before your council of judgment I am dreadful, and from the radiant light of your divinity I tremble. For I am a wretched and defiled person who lies in bed, careless of the ways of my life. Yet I take example of the tax collector's penance, beating my chest and saying, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Amen. O pure Virgin, overshadow your servant speedily with your help. Keep the ways of evil thoughts away from me, for it has gone into deep slumber. For you are capable and compassionate of the Mother of the Fountain of Life, my King and my God, Jesus Christ, my God. Our Lord, listen to us, have mercy on us, and forgive us our sins. Amen. King Eleison, King Eleison, King Eleison. 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 King Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of Sabaoth. Heaven and earth are full of your glory and honor. O God, the Father Almighty, have mercy upon us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy upon us. O Lord, God of hosts, be with us. For we have no help in our tribulations and adversities but you. O God, absolve, remit, and forgive us our sins, which we did willfully and unwillfully, those which we committed knowingly and unknowingly, concealed ones and the manifest ones. O Lord, forgive us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us, according to your mercy and not according to our sins, and make us worthy to pray thankfully. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Lord, all the sins we have committed against you in this day, whether in deed or in word or in thought or through any of our senses, please do forgive and pardon us for the sake of your holy name, O good Lord, lover of mankind. Grant us a peaceful night and a sleep free of all worry and anxiety. Send us a guardian angel to protect us from all evil and from every affliction and temptation of the enemy. Through the grace and compassion and love of mankind, of your only begotten Son, our Lord, God and Savior Jesus Christ, who is worthy to receive all glory and honor and power, which are also due to you, O Father and the Holy Spirit, the life giver who is of one essence with you, now and forever until the end of all ages. Amen. Have mercy upon us, O God, have mercy upon us, who at all times and every hour. O Christ, our good Lord, who is long-suffering, abundant in mercy and full of compassion, who loves the righteous and shows mercy to all sinners, of whom I am chief, who does not wish the death of a sinner, but rather to repent and to live. O Lord, accept our prayers at this hour and at every hour. Facilitate our lives and guide us to act according to your commandments. Sanctify our souls, cleanse our bodies, set right our thoughts, purify our intention, heal our sickness, forgive us our sins, and deliver us from every evil, grief, and anguish of heart. Surround us by your holy angels, that we may be guided and guarded by them, to attain unity of faith and a knowledge of your imperceptible and infinite glory, for you are blessed forever. Amen. Through intercessions of your Holy Virgin Mother, St. Mary, St. George, St. Anthony, St. Mark, and St. Mary of Egypt, and all the saints, O Lord, who have pleased you since the beginning, please, Lord, accept our prayers, bless your youth, and make us worthy to pray thankfully. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.